Okay, our friends. So, today we are reading a story. For those of you who are attending school of some sort. And today's story is about one of our favorite things in one of our favorite places. Chicken in School by Adam Lairpart and illustrated by Shahar Kober. And I'm really excited to read it. It's read today by Mommy and...
Going Joe. Now let's go on.
Here we go. Zoe wasn't like the other chickens. And that's how Sam liked it. Okay. Who is Zoe?
A chicken.
Who is Sam?
A pig.
Yeah, they're friends.
Where are the kids going?
Asked Zoe.
It's the first day of school,
said Sam.
I've always wanted to go to school.
You have?
Asked Zoe.
Yes,
said Sam.
There are snacks at school.
But Zoe was already off. She made a plan. She went back for her pig. I think it's funny that the reason why the pig wants to go to school is to get snacks. Maybe he didn't know that you can have snacks at home, too. Really, anywhere you go. Snacks can be anywhere. There's car snacks and mall snacks and grandma's house snacks. Oh, boy.
Put your thinking cap on, Sam,
said Zoe.
We're going to school.
Hooray,
said Sam.
What's for snack?
But Zoe was off again. I feel like Zoe is my kind of girl. Clara almost spit out her cud.
What's that chicken doing now?
She asked.
We're going to school, said Sam.
School?
Said Clara.
You don't have a classroom. You can't have school if you don't have a classroom.
I want to go to school,
said Pip.
School has books.
And what is Pip?
A mouse.
Uh-huh. Who else do we know named Pip?
Philip.
Me too,
said Henry.
I want to go to school. School has crayons.
And what is Henry?
A dog.
A dog.
And snacks,
said Sam.
Don't forget snacks.
Ding, ding, ding. I made a school,
said Zoe. Oh my goodness, I cannot wait to see what kind of school this chicken comes up with. Here we go.
Well,
said Clara,
where's the teacher?
And where are the snacks?
Asked Sam. But in the picture, we can see she has turned the barn into an honest-to-goodness school. There are cups with crayons and pieces of paper for them to draw on and chairs to sit at.
I can be the teacher,
said Zoe.
First, listen, this is a book. Books are for reading,
said Pip. Oh, the mouse knows.
Building imagination,
said Zoe. Oh, well, okay, so maybe her idea for what a book is for and Pip's idea for what a book is for are different. See, I don't think that Zoe understands she's supposed to read the words in them, because in the picture we can see she has stacked them on top of each other like they're Legos so that she could make like a castle.
A fortress.
Oh, Zoe, I don't think that's quite right.
Next lesson,
said Zoe.
These are crayons. Crayons are for coloring,
said Henry. Aha, so the dog thinks that we are to color with these crayons.
Creating adventures,
said Zoe. Oh, well, you could use them to make backdrops for things, yes. Yes, and that is what she has done. She's made them so they kind of look like a stage, right, where you can act or perform in front of them.
Finally,
said Zoe,
we skip math and go straight to recess.
Clara couldn't take it anymore.
That's not right,
said Clara.
Books are for reading. Crayons are for coloring. And you can't skip math.
We skipped snack,
cried Sam. And that was the whole point of going to school, I think, for Sam, was to get the snacks. So he must be deeply, deeply disappointed at this point.
But recess is fun,
said Zoe.
Math is fun, too,
said Clara.
Watch. If we have one pie and we add one more pie, how many pies will we have?
Two,
said Pip. One plus one is two. Pip is correct. Boy, that's really good math for a mouse.
Three,
said Zoe.
Because I found a pie for Sam.
But she found a real pie, didn't she? Oh, now that pig is one happy pig. In fact, it looks like all of the animals are pretty happy animals.
School is the best,
said Sam.
Which part?
Asked Clara.
The books,
asked Pip.
The crayons?
Asked Henry.
The snacks,
asked Zoe.
Everything,
said Sam.
Because I was with you.
Ah, ha, ha, ha. And there they all are together.
If you thought that was fun,
said Zoe,
wait until you try recess.
And in the picture, we can see what this chicken thought of as recess when she created recess. Looks like a giant obstacle course, maybe? What do you think? Like there are some pails you have to kind of duck in between, a ladder to ride a wheelbarrow down the slide, and there's a swinging tire tree and a seesaw, and wow, she definitely has put some effort into this. And it looks like it'd be a lot of fun, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that, my friends, is... Say it with me, ready? The
end.
End.
End. End. End. End. End. End. End. End. End. End. End.
The end.